Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The DH, Toby Hara. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting second. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Cox. Batting eighth. The left fielder, John Hale. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Rick Honeycutt. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara takes first base on ball four. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hara moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hale. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Hara scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is walked intentionally. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Paxton. Jones moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. It's Indians, 1, Mariners, 1. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cox moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Cox scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox takes first base on ball 4. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to second. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. Cox moves to third. One out. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 0-for-1 in the game. Milbourne takes first base on ball 4. Mendoza moves to second. Len Barker now pitching. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cox scores. Mendoza scores. Milbourne moves to second. It's 3-2, Mariners. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy strikes out. There goes Milbourne. The throw from Alexander and Milbourne is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to second. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thornton moves to third. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Indians 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Mariners, 3. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Montague now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Hera moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hale strikes out. One out. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Milbourne hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alexander strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-2 in the game. Bochy strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Date takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Date. The throw from Cox and he is out, Mendoza applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Mendoza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milbourne hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mendoza moves to second. Sid Monge now pitching. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 3. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonds is hit by the pitch. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. There goes Bonds. The throw from Cox to second, and Bonds is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 3 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Alexander strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 3 in the game. Roberts hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Date hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bakhti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to second. Shane Raleigh now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Bobby Valentine pinch hits for Mario Mendoza. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. One out. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Milbourne hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Valentine now playing shortstop. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hale. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thornton moves to third. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Valentine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Ted Cox. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball towards center. Jones catches it and throws to first to double up Alexander. Thornton tags and scores. It's 4-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Ron Pruitt now playing third base. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 4 in the game. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive towards first. Thornton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.